This is Shelby Hansen, and you're listening to episode 77, The Secret to Giving from the Overflow. Welcome to the Get Your Energy Back podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Hansen. As a life coach, invisible illness warrior, and kidney transplant recipient, I've navigated the waters of chronic fatigue for nearly a decade and can help you feel more energized and alive than ever before. In this podcast, we dive deep into topics that can help you boost your energy levels and live a more vibrant life. Whether you're looking to overcome limiting beliefs, improve your relationships, gain a better understanding of what is affecting your energy levels, or simply find more joy and fulfillment in your life, the Get Your Energy Back podcast is the perfect place to start. So sit back, relax, and join me on this journey towards a more energized, balanced, and vibrant life. Oh, my lovelies, how are you doing? Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the secret to giving from the overflow. I don't know if you've heard of this analogy before, but people talk about if you are giving from your own cup and you just keep pouring that into other people, eventually your cup is going to be empty. But if you're able to continue to pour into yourself, then at some point, the cup is going to overflow and you're going to be able to give to other people from that overflow. So that's the concept that I want to talk about. And I want to help you learn how to do that. And I'm going to start out with a quote from Eleanor Brown. She says that rest and self-care are so important. When you take time to replenish your spirit, it allows you to serve from the overflow. You cannot serve from an empty vessel, okay? So the true secret to doing this, to giving from the overflow, is to get really good at making decisions, okay? I'm going to tell you what decisions are important to make, all right? So the first thing to do is to recognize that decisions are neutral. What you choose to do or not do has no morality to it. I'm talking about like, okay, do I take the kids to school or do I have the school bus take them to school? The decision is neutral. So you get to decide if something is good or bad for you. And the way that humans make decisions is based on how you feel. And then we use logic to back up that decision that you made from the emotion, okay? We are such sensitive beings. So what kind of decisions am I telling you that are going to help you to give from that overflow, okay? Well, here are, I think I have four of them. Let me double check. I think there's four. Yep, four decisions. So the very first one is to decide what is important to you. This is something that my clients forget to do. We're so wrapped up in helping other people and making sure that everybody else has their needs taken care of so that then you can be okay, that you don't even know what is important to you. So one of the things that I decided was important to me was taking care of my essential needs, right? Eating, going to the bathroom when I needed to. Like, I can't tell you how often I used to just hold my pee, which is not very good for your kidneys, by the way, because I'm like, oh, I can just do one more thing and then I'll go pee. No, I just go now. Exercise, hygiene, all of those things. Those are my essential needs and those are really important to me. They haven't been as important during different times in my life when I'm like, oh, I just have to get all of these things done. And so I put these essential needs aside and there's other ones. Those are not the only ones. But another thing that's become really important to me is taking excellent care of my body, okay? Checking in on how I'm feeling from a place of self-compassion. Eating food when I'm hungry and stopping when I've had enough. That's a really internal thing that is a little bit hard to describe to other people. Oh yeah, I'm taking really good care of myself because I'm checking in with my hunger and stopping eating before I feel really overfull and uncomfortable. But it's something that's important to me that I've decided is important to me. Sleeping when I'm tired. I used to push myself past the tired. I used to push and be like, okay, I can do this one more thing, and then just crash. Now, instead, when I'm tired, I just sleep. And I've set up my life around being able to do that. Did you know that's possible? Okay. Doing fun, nice things for myself, like hanging out with friends that I love, or buying myself a beautiful piece of clothing that I've been like, I really want to get something that fits this description, and just being open to when I'm going to find it. Those are some ways that I take really good care of my body. So what are some things that are really important to you? Decide on it. You probably haven't really even asked yourself this question. So it's something that's really good to ponder on. It's like, what actually is important to me? These are just a couple of ideas, but they form the basis of a lot of the decisions that I make now. Is, am I going to be able to take care of my essential needs? And am I taking really good care of my body? That's really, really important to me before I start thinking about other things that are important, okay? So the second decision you need to make is to decide to make your values a top priority. It's that concept of, if you have a glass that's full of water and you don't make your own values a top priority and you make other people the top priority, you're going to start giving from your glass and it's going to get so empty so quickly and you're not going to be able to help anybody, okay? So stop telling yourself that what you want and what's important to you isn't important, that other people's priorities trump yours. There are times when maybe you do want to just delight somebody else because it lights you up, but there's a difference from doing that from a place of fear, okay? The shift is really subtle. Decide that other people are responsible for their happiness and take full responsibility for you being in charge of your own happiness, okay? So decide to make your values a top priority, okay? Number three, which by the way, that number two one, it can feel really unloving if you are not used to making your what you value a top priority. It can feel like you're being selfish and other people might even think that you're being selfish. But that's because they're just used to you not valuing yourself and giving until you're empty, which is not a, which keeps you from giving from the overflow. We'll get to that. So step three, the next decision to make is to decide on how you will know if you are honoring your values, okay? This is a part that I think people just kind of skip over. It's like, okay, I know that this is important to me and I know that I want to make my values a top priority, check. But you don't go this one step further to decide, okay, this is how I'm going to know that I actually did honor what it is that I value. So you can use a list of what is important to you. You can make a list of the things that you value and what is important to you. And then you can do a little bit of like backtracking. Look at your actual schedule, how you actually spent your time with, and see like if what you value and what you actually did match up. Okay. So you can do this weekly, you can do this monthly, or whatever time schedule works for you. But you need to decide how often you want to check in with yourself. This is so important because otherwise things can get a little wonky and then you can be like, wait, I actually am not, I'm feeling really depleted. I'm feeling like everybody's taking advantage of me. I'm starting to feel really resentful. Anytime that comes up, it's because you are not making sure that you are valuing your honoring your values and that reality is matching up with your desires, okay? You can even do this like a daily thing where you just write out, okay, how did I spend my day? Oh, I didn't make it a priority to exercise. I made sure that my kid got their X, Y, and Z that they forgot at from school. I made sure that I took that to them, but then I didn't get to go do my exercise class because of that. Now, this is not to shame or anything, but just to be aware. It's like, oh, well, you know, maybe in that moment, I'm like, actually, I do value taking care of my kids first over exercise, take ownership for that. But if it's happening like every other day, maybe It's like, oh, maybe this is a way that I am actually pouring from my cup that's getting empty and I need to fill it back up. So just be on to yourself about how you're going to decide to know if you are honoring your values, okay? And last decision to make, number four, is to decide how you want to feel in your life and match your mindset with your desired feeling, okay? Do you want to feel relaxed, abundant, joyful, at peace, vibrant, energetic? Each of these emotions are created by your thoughts. When you learn to live in an expanded parasympathetic state, that calm, rest and digest, tend and befriend, and also at choice state, you're able to relax into those emotions of abundance, joy, peace, vibrance, energetic. You can relax into those emotions a lot easier because you're able to decide on leaning into the emotions that you desire easily and using flow energy, okay? So from this state and pouring into yourself, you're going to begin to notice that your needs, wants, and desires are tended to. And from that, you will have overflow, okay? When people ask for your support and you're always having to say no because you're like, I don't know if I can count on my energy. I don't know if I'm going to have enough time or, you know, my body's kind of just like in a funk right now. If you are having to say no a lot, probably you're not giving from the overflow, because when you are able to make these decisions to make what's important to you a priority and actually follow through on it, you're able to start to say aligned yeses that support you because you want to give to other people. In fact, it will feel so good to you that you won't realize that you're giving so much extra from the overflow until you look back. So I'll give you a little example. This happened to me in my congregation at church. It seemed like always somebody was asking for a meal. Like there was always an email going out. Somebody needed a meal for something. And there was a time when even I was the one that was asking for meals because I was going through some really rough health challenges that I was experiencing, okay? But by slowing down, emotionally caring for myself, and repairing my relationship with my body, which is something that I talk to my people about so much, I realized that I had started to say yes and taking meals to people and not feeling like it was such a taxing sacrifice. It wasn't the very most convenient. I still feel like there's value in sacrificing, right? That's a topic for another day, but I wasn't sacrificing myself at the expense and my limited energy to give to someone when I could barely make it through the day myself. I was pouring into myself and that allowed me to give from the overflow. And I didn't even realize that I was doing it until I was like, wait a second, I've been like signing up for these things a lot. I used to not be able to. And that's what happens. These shifts become so subtle that unless you actually reflect and look back on it, you might miss it. So pouring into myself, and this is what I see with my clients too, when they start to pour into themselves, it allows you to overflow and to give from a state of abundance. So make the decision today is what I'm going to invite you to do, to give from overflow by caring well for yourself first. And I have a very special present for you today. In the comments, in the show notes, I'm going to link to a free 3-part mini video course on rewiring your relationship with your body. So if you want to get to understand, well, exactly how do I change this relationship with my body so that I can start to say this aligned yes and start to give from the overflow? I'm going to talk even more to you about that. So hop onto that, get that email video course, and I will see you next week. And I hope that everybody takes just a moment to think about what you can do to start to pour into yourself so that you can give from the overflow and start to feel really, really good in your body. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you're looking for a life coach to work with, what are you waiting for? Let's get coaching together today. I hope you have a wonderful week as you take your power back on creating more vitality, energy, and vibrancy in your life today.